So as everyone knows, we here at MMA Rated Radio have a great affinity for MMA ring girls. And one of those girls is without a doubt the lovely Miss Nicole Craner. You can catch Nicole doing her thing at every Strikeforce event, or just Google her name and be prepared to be flooded with 850 different sites paying homage to her. Nicole, what's going on?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's great to finally meet you over the phone, over the airwaves. As I mentioned, you are one of Strikeforce's elite ring girls. You're featured at all their events. How did you get hooked up with that up-and-coming promotion?
I've just always been an MMA fan, and so I messaged them, and they brought me on board. They're a great company, and I've watched and followed them for a long time, and I've always wanted to be a ring girl. So I live in San Jose, and Strikeforce, this is where they're based, and I wanted to join really bad.
So you just messaged them. I guess you sent them some pictures, and just like that, you were hired right away off the bat?
Yeah, I'm really lucky because, I mean, a lot of people go through castings. A lot of the ring girls have tryouts. They had a contest for some of the other ring girls. I guess my resume kind of spoke for itself, so I didn't really have to go through that process, which I feel like I'm very lucky for that.
Wow, okay, that's awesome. And you obviously had some great stuff on your resume. You've appeared in Maxim and all that. I'm sure that helped, right? The fact that you've had, like, you know, the modeling.
Oh,
background.
Yes. Right. I think pictures help a lot.
Yes. I hear that they say a picture is worth 1,000 words, or, you know, especially when it comes to good-looking girls. Obviously, that helps. So, okay, you said that you are a or were an MMA fan before getting involved with Strikeforce. Obviously, now it's a big part of your life. I know a lot of girls, none of them like MMA or even want to watch it with me. How did you even, you know, get interested in this crazy sport?
Well, I used to go to the video store when they had, like, you know, UFC 1, UFC 2, and I just rented a video one day, and I was watching it, and I saw Hoyce Gracie and Chemo, and I saw this little guy, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy, like, what is he going to do, you know? And then I started watching it, and the more I watched it, the more I got involved and became a fan, and just watching these fighters train hard and the stuff that they go through, I mean, it's just phenomenal. So it just, I became a fan from watching that.
So you're actually like a real deal fan. I mean, you were there, you've seen the actual beginnings of this sport and the evolution. That's pretty impressive because I figured, I'm not trying to make a generalization, but I know a lot of these girls or a lot of the people involved are kind of new to the game, but not the case with yourself.
Right, and, you know, that's how I feel like I'm not just a pretty face. I'm a girl who's really interested in the sport itself and how it's evolving, and I know that it's going to be big just from me being a fan of it and watching it, and I know so many people that are fans of the UFC and Strikeforce, IFL. So I just really wanted to be a part of it because I think it's going to blow up and it's going to be big because you have not just boxing, you have all forms of mixed martial arts, and I think that that's just, you know, you don't see a sport like that, so I think it's going to be big.
All right, so then the obvious question would be, since you're such a big fan, would you ever consider, you know, actually putting on the gloves and competing?
Oh, no. I'm a girly girl still. You know, I love to watch the hot guys get in there and wrestle each other, but I don't think that I would do. I'd rather sit there and be pretty.
All right, fair enough. I, too, would rather sit there and be pretty myself. So we're on the same level. You mentioned, you know, watching all the hot guys and whatnot. Who are some of your favorite fighters? They don't have to be Strikeforce competitors, but just in the world of MMA.
Probably my number one favorite would be Uriah Faber. I think he's phenomenal. His work ethic is phenomenal. He's 20-1. He's just amazing. Dan Henderson, he's an amazing fighter. BJ Penn, I lived in Hawaii for a while, and I went to some of his fights in Hilo. He has a great camp there. He's just, you know, a great, great fighter. Josh Thompson from Strikeforce, I've known him since he was 18, and he's from my hometown in Idaho. I followed him for a long time, and he's phenomenal.
You know what's interesting? A lot of girls, they're always mentioning Faber and Dan Henderson. There's something about those guys that...
Dan's adorable. I think he's, you know, very cute, and but I, you know, he's a very good fighter, too. He has an awesome record. He's been around for a long time, and, you know...
He needs to get back on the winning ways, but he does, I guess he does have like a cute sort of beat up face, you know, with the nose and the ears and everything.
Right.
Let me ask you though, obviously the ring girls are a big part of any type of combat sport, I'm sure, and you're probably, you know, being humble if you say otherwise, a lot of the fighters are hitting on you at every event, right?
No.
Oh, come on.
I don't, you know, I have that rule where I don't date fighters. I try to keep it professional. I try to keep it, you know, so I keep my job and I don't have all the drama. I just, you know, I keep it that way. But it doesn't mean that I don't have, like, little crushes on a couple of them out there. But hitting on me,
yes.
I mean, I guess they do, but I kind of ignore it because that's just me.
Wait, so in your time working for Strikeforce in the MMA world, you've never dated a fighter?
No.
You're being honest, right?
Isn't that amazing? No, I haven't. I know. I'm trying to keep it that way, too.
Wow, okay. Is it hard trying to keep it that way?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, there's some really cute fighters out there, and it's a sport that I'm involved in and they're involved in. So when you meet someone who's doing the same thing that you're doing, you find a lot of common interests. And I see how hard they work, and we work hard as ring girls. I mean, some people don't think so, but we're working our butts off, working out and tanning and getting our hair done and our nails done. So it's like maintenance too, but you have a lot of a common interest with them because you see what they go through and you're involved with the whole sport itself. So
the Strikeforce gig, is that, you know, full time right now for you? Are you, I mean, like you say, you
yes,
work,
it is.
It is full time, really.
It is full time.
And even though that they have, you know, a show every month and a half or so, that's still enough work. I know there's all the other stuff that you mentioned that goes into, like, getting ready for the event, but that is still considered, like, a full-time thing?
For me, it is. I mean, I do a lot of hosting, just, you know, filming and doing things like that. So I do not just Strikeforce, but I have a lot of other things that go on that are involved with MMA too. You know,
okay.
I came out in Extreme Fighter magazine, so I'm going to be going to Vegas and I'm going to be doing a signing for them. So it's not just doing the fight, you know, every couple months. It's I'm hosting, I'm doing things, you know, under the Strikeforce name. So it's definitely Strikeforce affiliated, but I do a lot of just other stuff besides that. And then shooting.
Right, of course.
I model, so I'm shooting a lot too.
Now let me ask you, for someone who is fighting in Strikeforce, right? I mean, right now, the gold standard in mixed martial arts, without a doubt, you couldn't deny this, it's the UFC, right? And I'm sure
right.
that everyone wants to get paid the most. I'm sure everyone wants to fight on the big stage, have the most eyeballs watching them. Is that the same case with the ring girls, you know, such as yourself? You're in a good place right now with Strikeforce. You're happy with the people you work with the organization. But if the UFC came calling tomorrow, is that something you'd have to really think about? Because you look at the girls that they've had, you know, Ariane Celeste, Ali Sonoma. These people are you know, in MMA worlds, household names. So is that something that you would aspire to be, you know, on the same level as them?
You know, being a ring girl, like, I love Strikeforce, and that's my main love, but I think everybody wants to go to the big show. I don't think if you would ask the fighter the same question, if you could go to the UFC, I don't think a fighter would probably turn that down, because it is the big show. It's, you know, the biggest thing that you could go to. So I definitely would keep my options open if I was asked to do that, because there's so many different things that you can do with the UFC. Like, Ariane, I see her doing, you know, not just being a ring girl, but she does a whole bunch of other things too. So you have a lot of opportunities because it is the big show.
Including
so I definitely
stuff
keep my
on MMARadio.com, right?
Right.
Yes,
exactly.
yeah, you definitely want to keep your options open. But so you, like right now, if you, you know, if the UFC came calling, you would have no problem. I mean, like with your contract or whatever with Strikeforce, you would have no problem making the jump. I'm sure they'd understand.
I don't have a contract with Strikeforce yet. I'm working on that.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, I don't have a contract right now, so I'm kind of, you know, my door is open, but I'm hoping to get that contract with Strikeforce so that I can stay with them, because I love that organization and it's where I live. And, you know, if I do have a contract with them, that's where I'm staying. But if, you know, UFC does were to knock on my door, you know, that's a big opportunity, and I always would keep my options open and definitely think about it.
By the way, are you Canadian by any chance?
No, I'm originally from Idaho.
Oh, sweet. All right, way off. Just the way you said organization. I only know Canadians as an organization. I'm Canadian myself, so I thought we had something in common. apparently not. So,
I'm close to the border of Canada, yeah, where I was born.
Oh, so, nice. Yeah. Very nice. Very exciting. Let me ask you, though, about the UFC opportunity. Have they ever even asked you or approached you, or have you ever gone to a tryout for them, anything of that nature?
The only thing I've done is submit my pictures. I love the WEC too. They're part of UFC, so I mean, to me, they're both a big show because WEC is just as amazing as UFC. They have my pictures on file from the past, but I haven't. You know, they have only two girls for each, you know, for UFC and WEC. So there's not like with Strikeforce, there's five girls.
Right.
So I know a lot of girls probably want to keep their job at the UFC and the WEC, so I'm sure not many of them are leaving, but my pictures and my information is on file, so if they do want to contact me, they can.
All right. You mentioned that there's five girls in Strikeforce. When there's, you know, I'm sure there's girls who come in and out. Is it, what kind of environment is that? Is it a pretty catty environment where you kind of have to really break through the clique, so to speak, to be accepted, or would you think that you guys are pretty welcoming individuals?
I think we're pretty welcoming because there's just so many of us, and it's like, you know, there's new girls that come on, and there's veterans, too, that are still there, so it's like everybody kind of helps everybody, like the Shamrock Kung Lee fight, that was my first fight, so I came on board basically knowing nothing, and all those girls were very helpful, and we all got along great, and we didn't have any cattiness or drama or anything like that, or, oh, I'm a veteran and you're new. No, we all got along. So I think it's kind of nice we have five girls because there's five of us, you know, not just two, but.
Right. It's a harder when it's like three could be a crowd if there were three girls, but there's only two. But
I imagine it would be.
Right. The Shamrock Lee fight. How crazy was that environment? I wasn't actually there, but obviously you hear a lot of things about, you know, from the crowd and how amazing it was, how electric it was. Was that one of the...
It was intense. It was amazing. There was so much energy in the air. You just get a rush. Like, I was sitting there, you know, and I felt like I was on a natural high because there was just so much energy in that auditorium. And there was, like, half the fans were red, half of the fans were yellow. You know, half of them were rooting for Kong, and half of them are rooting for Shamrock. So it was just so intense, and it was such a great fight because you see all these fights with the UFC and other organizations that, you know, they do a lot of trash talking, and then they get in there and they hate each other, and then, you know, they beat each other up, and that's about it. But with Shamrock and Kung Lee, it was like these two you could tell were friends and that they respected one another. So when you see a fight like that, it made me engaged and made me want to watch it and maybe want to see what they were going to do next, because they would give like a thumbs up, or they would, you know, wink at each other or point at each other and kind of laugh. And it just made it so entertaining to really watch two well-known fighters that really respect one another go in there and, you know, fight it out. But it was just really good.
Do you think that the next event, Josh Thompson, Gilbert Melendez, can even come close to the type of electricity that was in the air when those two guys met?
I believe it can, because Gilbert is from San Francisco and Josh is from San Jose. They both have a huge, huge fan base, and I think it's just going to be as big as Shamrock and Kung Lee. I mean, they're both incredible fighters. You know, like, a lot of people love Josh, a lot of people love Gilbert, and I even have a hard time because I'm kind of partial to Josh because I know him, but after watching Gilbert in the Shamrock Kung Lee fight, I mean, he's amazing. He's fierce. I see where he gets his name, El Nino, and I think it's just going to be one of those fights where it's going to be right down the middle again, and I think the whole pavilion is going to be filled because they have so many fans in that area.
Right, and if you had to choose right now, who are you favoring? I mean, you mentioned earlier that you're a fan of Thompson.
Josh, of course.
Oh,
I want him to get the belt back. You know, Gilbert's had it for a while, and I'm always, you know, I've been friends with Josh for a while, and I definitely want to see him get it.
All right.
I hope he gets it, but I love Gilbert too, so it's kind of hard for me because I like them both, but I'm kind of partial to Josh.
Is Josh really a punk in real life?
Uh-huh.
Nice. How so?
I mean that's how he is. I mean, that's who he is, and that's how he gets his name, and, you know, he's for real. And I guess that's, some people take it the way they want to, but, you know, he's just who he is, and he is a punk.
All right, well, one
I mean, he's a generally nice guy, but he's just that's just him. He says what's on his mind, he says what he feels, and if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't.
All right, nice. Well, I mean, he seems like a pretty imposing fellow, so I'm sure a lot of people will not, you know, well, people in my position at least, maybe fighters something different, will not try to step up to him. One game that I sort of like to play when I talk to, you know, the ring girls, you guys, it's a lot easier to talk to you guys. You don't take yourself as serious as some of the fighters. Can't really ask them sometimes the hard-hitting questions because they get upset. They send you emails. They hang up on you. You guys are a lot more fun, so I like to play the game F, Marry, Kill. I'm sure you're familiar with it. Basically, I give you three people in the MMA world, and you decide which of those three would you F, marry, or kill. Pretty simple stuff, all right? So you down to play a quick game?
I'm down.
Okay, nice.
This is going to get me in trouble.
No, not at all. Okay, you mentioned that, you know, some of your favorite fighters. Let's make a sort of a cocktail of Uriah Faber, Dan Henderson, Josh Thompson. You got to pick which of those
guys.
Oh, my God.
You put them all in there, didn't you? Geez, I would marry Uriah Faber. I would ask Josh Thompson. And I would probably kill Dan Henderson.
Really? So Dan,
just because he's older.
Oh, right. That's right. He can't really cut the mustard, you know, on those other two fronts. Okay, that's interesting. So Uriah seems, the California kid, still loved by everyone else. Let me ask you about, you know, three of the mainstays in Strikeforce: Kung Lee, Frank Shamrock, and Gilbert Melendez. How do you go with those three?
Wow. I would probably marry Kung Lee, F Gilbert, and I would kill Shamrock.
Really? Are you a Shamrock fan? Because a lot of people swing either way with him.
You know, it was kind of hard. You know, he's a veteran, so I've always been a fan of his. But coming into this fight, at first, you know, I was definitely rooting for Kung Lee, but I had to give, you know, Frank Shamrock props because he did vow to stand with him, and he did. And he was fighting with a broken arm, and I think he deserves a lot of credit in that fight. I think he gave what he had, and, you know, I'm definitely a fan of his, you know, after that fight. And I think if he would have taken Kung down, it could have been a different fight. Not saying that he would have came out the winner, but I definitely think it could have changed because that's, you know, that's where he's good. So, yeah, I'm a fan.
By the way, did you mention that you have F'd Gilbert Melendez, or you want to F Gilbert Melendez?
No. See, I haven't dated any fighters, so
I'm just kidding.
I would F.
Yes. I'm just kidding. I know, because that's what you said. You don't date the fighters. I was just trying to mess with you. Are you familiar with Gary Shaw?
No.
Gary Shaw is the guy who runs Elite XC. He's always wearing like a tracksuit, kind of a big type of fellow.
You know, I didn't see him at the fights because we were with Pro Elite, but I don't know.
Okay, how about this one? Let's play just an F, Marry, Kill version with two competitors, because Gary Shaw obviously...
Okay.
Dana White, Scott Coker.
Oh, gosh. Well, because I'm with Strikeforce, I would definitely kill Dana White, and I would marry Scott Coker.
Okay, I was hoping that you go
with...
He's
such a great guy.
I was hoping you'd go with the F route and just drop the marriage, because no one wants to get married these days, but you went the...
Okay, I'll do that for you.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Okay, great. Wow. I heard that you were a team player, but I didn't know, you know, to what extent. That's great. Okay, how about this one? This one's an interesting one. It's sort of the... I like to call it the colleague group. Ariane Celeste, Ali Sonoma, Rochelle Leah, F, Marry, Kill.
Wow. Okay. Well, I would marry Ariane because she's like the sweetheart of the sport and she's awesome. I can't believe I'm saying this. I would F Ali Sonoma, and I would probably kill Rochelle Leah just because I don't see her as a ring girl. She's now on UFC Access, so she has moved up in the world.
Oh, really? So she's almost like not even worth...
She's like, yeah, not in our category anymore because she's, you know, she moved way up there. So now she's on UFC All Access.
Oh, yeah, and that would obviously be something... I'm sure you'd want to make that transition into doing, like, on-air work as well, right?
Right.
She's kind of paving the way for
all ring girls would love to.
Yeah. Did you hear that Ali Sonoma's going to be on The Mole on ABC?
Yes, I mean, that's awesome. You know, because I think that you have a lot of opportunities when you're with the UFC, that a lot of doors open. And, you know, with Ariane, I know she loves to sing, so I hope that some of those doors open for her too, because I've heard her voice and she's amazing. So
you mentioned that you would never date any of the fighters, but would you date one of the ring girls?
No.
I'm just kidding.
No.
I'm just trying to get something out of you here. But no. Nicole, awesome stuff. Great talking with you. Again, you can catch her at every Strikeforce event. Also, any website or MySpace page that you want to give out to people?
Oh, Nicole Craner 69.
Nice. Oh, really? That's an interesting
yes.
number.
I know. That's my age, too.
Oh, really? Okay. That's your age on the site. Unless you had some
right.
great plastic surgery. Wait, so are you trying right. to say that you've used that number with Uriah Faber?
No, I
just
have
kidding.
Not.
Just kidding. Just kidding again. I'm just, again, trying to work here. Okay, so that's your MySpace. Any official website or anything like that?
No, not yet.
Not yet. But
I'm working on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure after this interview goes up, you'll be getting many requests from webmasters all across the country. Nicole, thank you very much for the time. Continued success, and we'll be watching out for you on MMArated.com, I hear, and at a Strikeforce event coming to an arena near you.
All right, thank you for having me.